With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The literary community has been buzzing about T. Gertler's first novel, Elbowing the Seducer. It's a sexy comedy that satires writers, editors, and critics as they jump from bed to bed. Who is T. Gertler, anyway, and why does she use an initial for her first name?
I like the look of T. Gertler better than I like my full name. My name is Trudy. Never seemed to me quite suitable for anything beyond 6 years of age.
Gertler was raised in Miami Beach, where her first 9 years of school were in a yeshiva. A wonderful experience, she says, but insulated.
I had been taught a very orthodox, fundamentalist view of religion, and it was a view I respect, but to my way of thinking had some narrowness to it about what other cultures were doing.
Gertler fancied herself a writer at an early age and is still angry over one incident at the yeshiva.
I sat up all night writing a story in Hebrew for an assignment. A week later, the teacher was a rabbi, in fact, said he was passing out the papers, and he said, "One person, however, has received a zero because she cheated, and she will know who she is." And I got my paper back, and there was a zero on it. And I went up and I asked him, I was in the sixth grade, what did I do wrong? And he said, "Well, you clearly cheated. Your parents wrote the story for you." And I remember that. I remember there were contests, there were essay contests that I lost because they said my parents helped me in that.
Later, Gertler dropped out of Sarah Lawrence College after 2 years and went to work for a cosmetics firm in New York.
I was one of several young women who, under the same name, answered letters that people wrote in. Why is my hair turning green using this product? May I have free samples?
There was a failed marriage, a series of odd jobs, and finally her first published story in 1979.
That was called In Case of Survival. It was in Esquire. It won two awards, which took me completely aback, and I thought, oh, that's my whole career.
T. Gertler's witty novel of sex and writers is called Elbowing the Seducer. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Her name is Trudy Gertler, but she prefers to use the initial T for her first name. She's the author of a well-received first novel, Elbowing the Seducer. When Gertler was a little girl going to yeshiva in Miami Beach, she would read the Miami Herald.
I would read that so-and-so was a good woman writer, and then there would be Steinbeck or Faulkner, and they were writers. And at the same time, it would say, so-and-so is a great dancer, and so-and-so is a good black dancer. And I got this notion that there were categories and subcategories, and I wanted to be in the main category, and I despaired of it. I just thought, well, there are always writers and women writers, and being a writer is the thing to be.
The publishing world is talking about Gertler's sexy satire of literary life. A leading character is the editor of a magazine whose insatiable sexual appetite takes him from woman to woman.
I was interested in the kind of man who pursues anything that looks female.
You realize, don't you, that if you had written this book and tried to sell it 25 years ago, you would have been arrested as a pornographer?
Would I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. It doesn't seem to me that what I've written is pornographic. It seems to me essential.
It's not pornographic. But it's the kind of language and the kind of style that would have been deemed pornographic at one point in the 20th century. You've written very explicitly. I think you have to admit that.
Oh, yes. Because to me, that's one of the themes of the book. How the different people in the book perceive or use sex. Certainly, from everyday experience, all of us use it or approach it in different ways at different times for different reasons.
T. Gertler, her novel Elbowing the Seducer, shows that a new literary voice has been found. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.